Shakespeare once allowed Juliet to ask, "What's in a name?" We'll discover through this series that names matter. Welcome to our Advent edition of Crosstalk. Here's Karen Pitters.
In John 14, verse 6, we hear Jesus describe himself. He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The way. I've asked a lot of questions in my life about the way. Which way are we going? Is this the wrong way? Are we going the right way? I will often ask myself when I'm learning something new, am I doing this the right way? Which way do I do this? Sometimes what we need is purely directional. Have you ever stopped and asked someone to tell you the way to the new restaurant or something? I can just hear it. Go right, then left twice, and do a U-turn, and then go for a mile and look for the house with the green awning and veer east. East? What? Is that right or left? My eyes glaze over. My brain gets foggy. I get so turned around, I can't seem to remember more than one direction at a time. Maybe I start out okay, and then by some miracle make the second turn, and then I'm completely lost again. I am so directionally challenged that once I flipped the map over to have it make more sense to me, even though the Atlantic Ocean was now on the right side of my map, but it could be seen out of the window of the car on my left. Sometimes when we need to know the way, what we need is a method. Which way do we do this? In cooking, knowing the way how to mix the ingredients can make the difference between having deliciously crispy cookies and those that will break your teeth when you bite them. Sometimes when we hear directions, they are not what we expect. We are thinking the right way is to go left, but if we do that, we're going to drive in the ocean. It was unexpected that the way that Jesus came was as a baby in a manger, not as a king or a ruler that the Jews probably expected. Jesus hung out with the tax collectors, not the leaders of the church. Jesus washed the disciples' feet, not the other way around. Yet he is the way to our Father. The direction is clear. We accept Jesus by faith. There's nothing we can do to come to the Father, only believe. Like the shepherds in the field, we go and see and believe that he is the way. The baby in the manger, unexpected, yes, but still the way. Where do we go from the manger then? What is the way to keep the faith, to grow, to share? How do we keep going then? Again, Jesus is the way. We continue to grow in him through his word. Consider reading a part of a gospel each day. Right now I'm reading through Mark. How is God speaking to you today? I am so thankful now for Google Maps and my iPhone. Together they give me the directions for the way I go as I go. I don't have to remember all those turns and accurately execute them by memory. I don't have to turn a map upside down and try to make sense of it. We don't have to do that in our faith life either. We stay in the Word and listen to what God is telling us as we live each day. We share the way with others as we live our life of faith. How will you find your way this Christmas? I hope to engage God by reading the Bible and praying. I'll be talking and sharing with my Christian friends, knowing that I can encourage and be encouraged. And I will pray that God gives me opportunities to share with others the way. Jesus, born at Christmas. We pray. Father, I thank you that you provide the way for us in Jesus. Help us always to find our way to you and share the way with others. Amen.